This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're speaking with Dr. Steve Woodbury. He is the founder and director of the Minds and Method, providing personal and group-based mind and high-performance well-being programs. And Dr. Woodbury, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
No, happy to be here. Thanks for having me.
And you're welcome, and thanks for your time and for coming out. So for starters and to help listeners get to know you better, tell us about the things that you're most passionate about.
Okay, well, the passions, I guess, are more creative things usually. So it's more to do, I guess, the usual suspects like movies, music, and art. But I particularly like drawing and painting, and you know, enjoy a good bit of food along with some great drinks. But I guess after having some injuries and restrictions early in my life, I'm also passionate about being able to move and just having freedom, really. So my injuries also led to other passions regarding healing, which is about learning, like more obscure things from history and medicine and science. But the big one, I guess, is I'm kind of fortunate to be in a position to help people resolve some of their problems, like with pain and recovery. So I really like mastering things like performance and recovery. So I guess they're kind of the ultimate passions.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And I'm sure you could talk a whole lot more about that. But thanks for giving us a good idea of what you're passionate about. And again, it does make sense. Now, what motivates you in your work as a Mind Zen practitioner? Get into some of those details.
Well, the big motivations has come from the injury, essentially. But I'm really motivated to help people remove kind of emotional and physical pain. So the real motivation for the Mind Zen group is to help others that may be slipping through the mainstream medical cracks like I did. So basically, I just want to help people not make the same mistakes as I did, and yeah, just help people recover, tap into their deeper sort of intuitive means so they can get better performance and recovery and pain relief.
Now, I know you're also a best-selling artist. How did you integrate your Mind Zen practice with your creative pursuits as an artist? That would be certainly interesting to hear how all that works together.
Well, that's a good question. So the art and the Mind Zen method kind of crosses over, because I really began, well, art after the injury. So you could say I came to art literally through accident, but I learned how to use art as a means of connecting the mind-body connection, where I created an enhanced state, like the in the zone, like athletes would say, or no mind for the Buddhists. But it's basically led to taking away the pain and enhancing my recovery. So this is a state where I believe there's no pain, and I've spent a lifetime researching it. And just like samurai, like many samurai were good with martial arts like the sword, but also with fine arts and calligraphy, so with the brush. But for their approach, the whole sword and the brush was essentially the same thing. So with the calligraphers from, you know, years ago, the gesture was more important than the proper form of Chinese characters. And whether you're using a brush or ink to slice through rice paper, or you're using the sword to slice through an opponent, it's essentially the same thing. So you only get one shot at it. So getting the mind right before you make the move is a key. And that's where the body follows. But like when I was little, I used to draw like a photograph realistically. So you kind of copy an existing form, like landscape or, you know, portraits and things. But there's always a reference point, something to compare to. But after my injury, I returned to art and I began creating instead of copying. And after the injury, the trouble was I often couldn't even sit up for like extended periods. But when I could sit up for 5 or 10 minutes, say, I was getting the marks down quick and before I wore out, but detail became less important and I began just gesturally making marks quickly. So I stopped copying anything from nature and began just, you know, getting the marks. So the speed moved beyond conscious thinking, and that felt just like when I was in the zone on the best days in a sporting field. So when I was painting paint instead of a realistic picture, I found that doing art this way, like creating instead of copying and fast, meant that I was moving beyond conscious thoughts into intuitive action, which is just like the in the zone state. So in that state, there's no thinking, there's just doing. But the point is, the funny thing is, it felt consciously like 5 or 10 minutes, but when you looked at the clock, eventually 30, then 45, and eventually 60 minutes had passed, all without pain. So art for me, when it's done in a creative, not copying way, takes pain away. And that's where I reckon we access the deeper pain-free state, when it's done like an in-body gesture. So the mind's end method, we take some of the principles that the Shaolin monks and samurai, even elite warriors and athletes use. And so it's a mind-body connection is the key. And I reckon that's an ancient state, but the mind's end method is a means to help you win the mind game, basically. So you get into the zone more easily, more often, but you also get a harmony where pain is removed and recovery is enhanced.
Yeah, thanks for the thorough response. That certainly helps us understand better how it all works. Really do appreciate that. Today we're speaking with Dr. Steve Woodbury. He's the founder and director of the Minds End Method, providing personal and group-based mind and high-performance well-being programs here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Woodbury, how does your approach differ from other countless services currently available for mind and mental health challenges?
Well, I guess the biggest difference is that my approach works at the unconscious level, and that's the advantage of the Mind's End Method. Like, it's a means of training the unconscious processing, and basically we kind of literally rewire your brain to remove unconscious sabotage and blockages. And the important thing is, if you consider that pain or any emotion really is generated at the mind, like at the unconscious level, then you can see a benefit. It's changing the problem at the source. But the trouble is that most kind of biomedical and pain clinic interventions are conscious. They're conscious attempts to change the unconscious problem. And for example, like, I don't use my diploma of health counseling because it's all talk. And the more you talk about it, the more you tend to wire things in. So if you consider that the talking therapies rely on talking, which is conscious. Medications are also designed to consciously block a signal for a while, but the feeling is unconscious in origin. And here's the key. So emotion goes through your neural pathways much quicker than a conscious thought. So by the time you're aware of an emotion consciously, it's already happened at the unconscious level. So you feel it consciously in the body, but the source is at the whole other level. So our advantage really becomes your advantage, because we've scientifically researched and designed our trainings to help people change their unwanted behaviors at the unconscious level, which again is the source of the emotions. And so basically, using a bunch of ancient warrior mind-body trainings combined with neuroscientifically based modern psychology, we've effectively created a unique mix of evidence-based unconscious mind mastery that we help you get your mind expanding, altered consciousness naturally and legally. And the whole point is, like, whether you realize it or not, you're consciously wiring things into the mind through the emotion and repetition. But unfortunately, many people are unwittingly, you're wiring in things that you don't want. But the big thing that we can help with is helping people master their mind so they can master their life. And this is true across sports and academic, business, and also personal areas. So, yeah, it is a mind game. So we help you get your mind right so the body can follow.
Now, here's a question that I'd be curious to get some feedback on. How has the COVID-19 pandemic impacted on health and the well-being of your clients specifically, and the people engaging your professional help? Get into that factor, if you would. I'd be curious to hear what you have to say about that.
Yeah, well, COVID's been a bit tricky. In fact, it's proven a bit tricky, because a lot of people have the obvious symptoms to get over, but they vary widely. Like, some people are getting sniffles, or other people have gotten this recurring bunch of weird kind of extreme symptoms. So they're still struggling to get over that. But the thing is, when people's systems get overwhelmed and depleted, like stress from any illness or sickness, or even the stress of unwanted redundancies, it often adds to individual and family stress. So I've worked with those who are adjusting after losing jobs and, you know, subsequently losing houses. But I've also worked with people who realize that, well, after being shut in with their spouse or family during the lockdowns, that they really don't like their spouse or their kids. And usually, like pre-COVID, these things were kind of easily buried under, you know, a multitude of holidays and activities and distractions. But being stuck in the house with the family constantly with no escape has led some to questioning their life and their, I guess, their whole choices. So there's a different form of stress combined with that, because that mixes with regrets and any number of anger issues as well. So not sure exactly what the real statistics are, but it's just it's an interesting little subset that seems to be appearing. But yeah, so basically just offering the programs we do to get people's heads right helps with better mental health. But we can also help at the intuitive level, get people's to tap into their truer, kind of deeper unconscious signaling system so that they can get insights into what's right for them, and also having clearer direction and a means of fulfillment also gives a useful program that, you know, seems to be hitting the, well, it's, yeah, helps many at the moment, but it's also the physical healing and the recovery options that help people adjust, you know, beyond their depressions, anxieties, and the helplessness as well.
Dr. Woodbury, we really appreciate your time and joining us here today. Appreciate how you're working with your clients and your community. They're coming to us today from Australia. Really appreciate that. Here's a question for you as we conclude. I'd be curious, it doesn't have any relation to what you do, but tell us, how important are mentors and coaches in one's personal and professional growth? Get into that.
Well, that's a good question. We do coaching as well, so we value kind of the right mix. So the whole trick is having a people that you can work with. And so if you're looking at getting a coach, you really need to find people you're comfortable with who are on a similar path or a wavelength. So you can be more like a friendship, sort of relaxed sort of connection, but something that also allows you to reflect on your deeper patterns and processing. And so where you can share ideas and dreams and hopes without judgment. So it's a real benefit to having somebody truly in your corner supporting, but you know, we tend to also help challenge people to go further. So it's always nice to find somebody you can work with to consolidate your thoughts while being guided towards goals that maybe you simply can't achieve on your own. So the selection of the right coach or the mentor is really important in aligning whatever you're after, like your abilities, your aspirations and your desires. So mentors, though, are a bit like a master and disciple thing from what I can see. So you have to often seek out the master in your arena. And if you click, you might also, you might help pass on the mantle or provide instructions or introductions or even partnerships that may not be able to achieve individually. So depending on your goals, I guess the right coach or the mentor can be key in offering possibilities that you may not even realize you were looking for. And here's where some people just want to be kind of pumped up with fluffy positive thinking, but others really respond to being able to be honest and reflect and grow while creating opportunity. So whether a coach is a conduit or a mentor, I guess, is up to you, but the personality is the key. So I guess the best advice would be to take your time, ask some questions and be honest with yourself. And whether it's a coach or a mentor, just find somebody you can learn from would be my advice. And it's funny how like the right partner can often appear when you least expect it.
Good stuff, and some good feedback on that, on mentors and coaches, and you're also doing that as well through your services. Really some good information. If listeners wanted to connect with you and to take advantage of your services, where's the best place online to not only connect but to get more details?
Well, I guess the best way, like we've got the website, but the best thing is just anyone who wants more information, just email me at steve@mindzengroup.com.
And of course, we'll include that within the show notes of this broadcast for the audience to easily locate you. Again, Dr. Woodbury, all the best. Thanks for joining us here today on the Health Radio.
Thanks for having me.
You're certainly more than welcome. Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Dr. Steve Woodbury, the founder and director of the Mind Zen Method, providing personal and group-based mind and high-performance well-being programs. And for further details, visit mindzengroup.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit ehealthradionetwork.com.